Right, afternoon, folks. Just about. It's about 2 minutes past 12. And I'm going to do a boo out on location today. Ooh, I haven't done one of these for ages. But I've done a terrible thing. I've run out of milk. And that will never do. Because now I can't have another cup of coffee. So I am going to take a quick walk down to Heron and grab some milk. And I thought, do you know what? My boo followers can come along with me as well. You'll have to excuse the noise when I walk out of the door and down the steps, because they're still doing building work and it is quite noisy. So I might not be able to speak too much because you won't hear me. I'm just going to shut the living room door so that I try and keep Kate out of the living room if I'm going out somewhere, just so that she doesn't, not that she would terrorise the birds, but it's just something I do. Right, let's grab my bag and my cane. I don't take Kate because, as you'll see in a minute, it's such a short walk, it's just not worth it. By the time I've harnessed her up and everything, and this is one of the issues of living here, it's as great as it is, for a guide dog owner, it's a bit, you know, a lot of the time you don't really need your dog, so it's a tough one. But hopefully guide dogs are coming out and they're going to teach me some nice block walks and things, which will be good. Oh. I don't know what happened there. I paused my recording. That's better. I've just locked it now, so I can't do that again. I don't know what happened then. I must have hit the phone or something. So I hope this is coming out okay. I'm just going to put my phone in my bag. They're going to wonder in Heron what the hell I'm doing with a pair of headphones on, aren't they? I bet it looks very strange. Kate, I won't be long, sweetie. Honestly, I really won't be long. I won't be long, Kate. Good girlie. Right. Let's go. I'll actually tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the money out now for my milk. Let's have a look here. I don't know how much it is. No, I can't. Just over a pound, I think, for a 2 pint or semi-skimmed. Right. That's better. Now, hopefully, that won't pull out of there. No, I think we're all right, folks. I think we can now go. That's it. Okie dokie, let's go. I don't think I need a coat. Although it did look as if it had been raining. Ah, and I think the workmen have taken a break for lunch, which is good because it's going to mean it's not quite so noisy. Yes, I believe they have. Marvellous. I don't need anything else. Hopefully this is coming out okay because I haven't done a boo with these Apple earphones for ages. So, hopefully, this will work. Right, just going to come out of my gate. It's not a bad day. I get the feeling it's quite dull, but it's not cold at all. I've come out in just a long-sleeved top, but it's not a very thick one. You don't need a coat. It's that strange time of year where you don't know what to wear from one day to the next, or from 1 minute to the next sometimes. Right. Just going to open this gate and go down the steps. These are temporary steps at the moment because they blocked the other ones off so they could... they're putting like a gate up and a roof above, so... We've got temporary metal ones at the moment. Yes, it has been raining because that handrail's slippery. Ugh. Nice. Right. an exhaust fan that you hear for the air conditioning for the shop. Right, I'm just going to turn right and walk alongside the car park. I've got car park on my left, and I've got, whoops, don't know what that was. It was a bin, but it was out a little bit. And I've got the back entrances of the shops on my right. I'm just going to walk along a bit. I won't talk for a minute. Sorry about the wind, guys. I think I picked the best time to come out, actually. It's just been quite noisy out here. So close to the walkway sometimes, it's unbelievable. Oh! Okay, that threw me. There used to be a barrier there, and they've moved it. They've taken it away. Oh, I'll have to tell Chris about that. That's better. Wow. Hi, yeah. The guy that said hiya pet, I was talking to him the other night. Actually, I'm just walking along the side of Heron. Right, here we are. Just walk up and in. Oh, excuse me. Dear. Sorry? Always the way, isn't it? All right, no problem.
Unless it's something just little.
It's literally, I just need a 2-pinter of semi-skim, please, if I could.
That's
all
fine,
today,
mate.
Thanks. Just the one item today. Yes, please. Wonderful.
That's 75. I'll put it in a bag for you.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
Here
we go. Thank you.
You've got your hand in the pocket.
Yeah.
I'll just get your change.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much. That's great. Brilliant, thank you very much. Yeah, please, if you could, that's great. Cheers. Lovely. Look, that's great, thanks ever so much. Yeah, thank you, cheers, bye. Here we go. Right. That was Heron. Oh, God, these stupid things to tie bikes to, and they're. That's better. Right. It's very strange without that barrier there. That completely threw me. I'm so used to it being there. It's really odd. Just walking back along the car park now. Noise. They're really helpful in there, as you heard. As soon as they see me or Chris going in, they they're straight on it, which is really nice. They're the same in all the shops in that little precinct, actually. Oh dear. So we'll pass the bins. That big fan is a really good landmark. You know you're coming up to the stairs. And there they are. Fold my cane up a little bit, that's better. Right, okie dokie. I'm going to have another cup of coffee now. Right. There we go. The guy that sort of said, you're right, pet, when I was walking towards Heron, I went there the other evening to get something, and he spoke to me as I was walking back, and he said, are you looking for gold? And I was like, eh, sorry? And he said, oh, I wonder whether that was a Geiger counter, meaning my stick. And I said, no. I said, no. I said, I wish it was. He said, I used to have one. He said, never found any gold, like. But it was really nice because he then had quite a nice conversation with me because he said, you're not local, are you? And I said, no. I said, I'm from Wales. Hello, missus. Good girlie. There's Kate. There's Kate. Good girl. And I said, you're not local either. He said, nah, I'm a Geordie. You'd never have guessed. But what I said to Chris, it was nice because he spoke to me and we had quite a nice conversation because we actually stopped and were talking for a couple of minutes. But he didn't ask any of the usual questions. There was no, you know, how long have you been blind? Why have you not got a guide dog? I mean, I have got a dog, but I didn't have it with me. And people said, have you got a dog? it was just nice that he just sort of had an in quotes normal conversation with me, which was lovely. I think he's some sort of delivery driver for someone. Right, so there we are, folks. That was my trip to Heron. I will check this to make sure it came out okay before I publish it. I'm hoping it did. And I hope you enjoyed coming for that little excursion with me. Oh, and I can't pause it, Sam, because you've locked the phone. Come on, thank you. That's it. Right, now I really will stop this and publish it, hopefully.